Okay, we're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the regular meeting of the University City Council meeting to order on Monday, April 26th at 6:36 p.m. To the viewing public, we apologize. Our study session went slightly over. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales. Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. You have before you the minutes from the study session regarding the flood warning system and minority participation policy meeting on April the 12th. Could I have a motion, please, that they be approved? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the regular meeting minutes of the April 12th, 2021 meeting of the City Council. Is there a motion that those minutes be approved? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. I apologize. I skipped past the approval of the agenda, I believe, didn't I? I apologize. I am slipping here. Could I please have a motion that the agenda be approved for this evening?
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Smothers and seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, and I apologize. I'll turn it now over for appointments to Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'd like to nominate, Sylvia Morris to the Civil Service Board, replacing James Stevenson.
Is there a second?
Your term.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Hales.
Thank you. I would like to nominate Mr. James Nowogrocki for reappointment to the Civil Service Board and thank him for actually being present in this Zoom meeting.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. As all of you know, the mayor is to appoint members to the Economic Development Retail Sales Tax Board. Robert Kuhlman's term has expired, and I would like to nominate Ms. Bobette Patton to take his place. Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. The record will reflect that Ed Nichols was sworn into the Historic Preservation Commission at City Hall on April the 12th. Once again, we thank the citizens for your participation in providing comments to our city clerk, Ms. Reese, prior to noon today. So thank you very much for that, for those comments. We will now move forward to the public hearing. For the public hearing, this is for the reallocation of funds for the 2019 and 2020 Community Development Block Grant. I will open this hearing at 6:40. And due to the fact that public comments, if any have been received, were to be received by noon today, I will close this hearing now at 6:40. Thank you very much. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council members, the consent agenda contains those items that we consider more routine in nature. Tonight, there is only one item on the consent agenda being Project 1481 Sidewalk and Curb Replacement Projects. That can be approved by one action of the Mayor and Council.
Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. The ayes have it. Mr. Rose, the city manager's report.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, before I get to item J1, I would like to make a comment regarding the proposed budget. The proposed budget for FY 2022 and the companion capital improvement program was distributed to each of you on Friday of last week. It was also filed with the city clerk. And so any questions that you have, we will have a study session in June, I believe it is June the 19th, with the mayor and council to respond to any questions that you have or receive your direction prior to you actually taking action on the budget at a later date. John, I think I'm in the clear now. Okay. All right. Up under the city manager's report, item number J1 being the third quarter financial report, I would ask that the mayor and council hear a presentation on the third quarter financial report from our finance director, Keith Cole, and provide any direction that you believe is appropriate. Mr. Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Rose, Honorable Mayor, and members of the council. Like Mr. Rose said, I'll be presenting the third quarter financial report as of March 31st, and I will share my screen. Is everyone able to see us?
Yes.
Thanks. So we'll start off. I'll just do a brief presentation of the top four, the major funds. And the first one will be the general fund on the revenues. And so as of the third quarter, the adjusted budget is $24.9 million. And the year-to-date actual revenues is $17.28 million. That represent 69.4% of the adjusted budget. And this represents a $1.1 million increase compared to the same quarter of FY 20. And some of the key points, we received the remaining half of St. Louis County, the CARES Act funds in February in the amount of $1.2 million. And of that, we allocated $300,000 to the public safety sales tax fund. So the year to date that we received, we saved one half in the second quarter, and then we received, in this quarter, so we received a total of $2.4 million, and that represents what we anticipated getting from St. Louis County. And another key point, we continue to show increase in collections of the ambulance services charges. They were up by $329,000 compared to what it was as of March of 2020. And we also showed an increase in the use tax of approximately $130,000. But overall of the sales tax for this quarter, it decreased slightly by $109,000 or 3%. And also, we showed a decrease in the parks and rec. We continue to show the decrease. That's just due to the closure. So this decreased was approximately $444,000. And same with, there was a decrease in the municipal park and courts and parking, roughly of $551,000 or 63.5% due to no in-person of courts and the parking. So, but overall the revenues as a percent of the budget shows, slight increase of 3.9% when compared to the same quarter of FY 20. And the general fund expenditures, the adjusted budget is $24.8 million. The year to date actual is $16.387 million. This represents 66% of the adjusted budget. And we, when as compared to the same quarter of FY20, There was a decrease of $649,000. This, you know, represents the just the continued closure of the recreational facilities during the third quarter. That, you know, produced a reduction in the expenses of approximately $494,000, 59% compared to the same quarter of FY20. There was a decrease in expenditures in the street maintenance of approximately $197,000, or 19% compared to the same quarter of FY20. This was mainly due to the staff reduction and most of the street maintenance. If you remember, we kind of held off on some of the maintenance just in the past quarters, but that's all been, you know, resumed. And but most of the maintenance happens in the fourth quarter, you know, fourth quarter when the weather is much better. But overall, the expenditures as a percent decreased slightly by 3.2% when compared to the same quarter of FY20. The next fund is the capital improvement sales tax revenues. So we have an adjusted budget of $2,050,000 year to date. We're shown $1.37 million. That is a percent, 67.2% of the adjusted budget. And when compared to FY20 of March, there was a decrease of $20,000. And the sales tax in this fund, it declined marginally during, you know, the third quarter. After the first 6 months, we had, you know, we showed, you know, signs of increase, but in January, February, and March, the sales tax, you know, marginally declined. And then again, just an overview that this revenue is based on per capita instead of by sales. The expenditures for the capital improvement sales tax, the adjusted budget's $1.6 million. The year-to-date actual is $306,695. And this represents 18.8% of the adjusted budget. And there's a decrease of the $1.1 million compared to the same quarter of FY20. The key points here is, again, just due to the uncertainty of the revenue stream, you know, the first 6 months, we kind of paused on the construction projects, but that has since we resumed. But again, you know, majority of the projects begins, you know, in the fourth quarter when the weather is more beneficial. And also one of the points of the decreases in March of FY20, we issued the final payment on the COPS Series 2012 debt in the amount of $727,000. So that paid a big factor in the decrease. And again, as of the third quarter now, the expenditures are well within the budget for FY21. Park and stormwater sales tax revenue, the adjusted budget for that is $845,000. The year-to-date actual is $603,000. The actual as a percent is 71.4% of the adjusted budget. And here we have a decrease of $197,000, $264,000 compared to March of FY20. One of the key points here is, again, you know, the first 6 months of the sales tax, it was pretty consistent. But, you know, in the January, February, March, this showed a little small decrease when it's compared to the same quarter of FY20. Again, in the park water sales tax, the difference, you know, capital improvement was per capita, the park and stormwater, the revenue is based on point of sale. And the park and stormwater sales tax, the expenditures, the adjusted budget is $672,000. The year to date actual is $215,000. An actual is percent of the adjusted budget is 32%. And we had a decrease of $679,977 compared to March of FY20. Some key points here of the decrease. In the third quarter, we incurred $325,000 expense for a design agreement with the Army Corps of Engineers to complete the general reevaluation report for the flood risk reduction. And we also made the final payment on the COPS Series 12 debts of $383,000. So thus far, the third quarter expenditures of FY21 we're well within the budget. And the last major fund, public safety sales tax revenues, the adjusted budget was $1.759 million. The year-to-date actual is $1.44 million. The actual as a percent of the adjusted budget is 82%. And we show here an increase of $271,587 compared to March of FY20. Key points is, here's, we allocated $300,000, from the CARES Act funds out of the $1.2 million that we received in February of 21. And we also received $24,598 from insurance company just due to insurance reimbursement from a police car being totaled. And public safety sales tax, the revenues are based on per capita. So, overall, the third quarter revenues are, within the budget. For the public safety sales tax expenditures, we have an adjusted budget of $1,035,000. Year-to-date actual is $442,000. And the actual as a percent is 42.7%. And we have a decrease of $218,950. Compared to March of FY20. The decrease in expenditures here is due to purchases that occurred in FY20, but not in FY21. Some of the items that were purchased were police vehicle laptops, the laptop docks, and an ambulance that was purchased. In the third quarter FY21, the purchases included supporting equipment related to body cameras, such as software and hardware in a police vehicle. And so the third quarter expenditures here are under budget and appears reasonable of this fund. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Keith, if you could, can you refresh my memory on the COPS program? I'm just drawing a blank on that.
That's the Certificate of Participation Series, the Series 2012, the debt.
For what project?
I just know they were for capital improvement projects, but I could get the list to see, what was pertained on that. I know that the debt was broken out 65% for the capital improvement sales tax fund and 35% for the park sales tax.
Thank you. Mr. Hales, I think you had your hand up.
Yeah, I have a very simple question, not really for the benefit of the council, but for anybody who's watching. When you're talking about third and fourth quarter, could you just explain the city's budget year and what that does not conform to what most of us think is right?
Yeah, sure. So our fiscal year starts July 1. And fiscal year ends June 30 each year. And then, so when I say third quarter, that's third quarter of the fiscal year. And then that represents January, February, and March of that fiscal year.
Thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. When I began my school board service in 2008, the district received from the Obama administration, stimulus dollars related to the economic crisis that was happening at the time, and there was some reporting things that we needed to be sensitive to when we received those dollars in the school district. And clearly this is different. There were some accounting things I know we needed to do. Can you talk a little bit about the CARES Act dollars that we've received? What's the accounting like? Are there reporting requirements associated with it? Anything else that may be unique to this, very beneficial apparently to us, source of funding?
So with the CARES Act funding, the money that we received was the $2.4 million. So we, that money we allocated toward public safety. So the documentation that we used, it's on a reimbursement basis. So we receive the money, but then we have to then support our, you know, our records that makes up the $2.4 million. So our supporting documentation would be like payroll records, payroll registers, timesheets, and that type of documentation then we had to submit to St. Louis County. And then the St. Louis County would then, they reviewed all of our documentation. It's my understanding they had an outside accounting firm that went through all the documentation. And if everything was approved, then they released the second half of our allocation. Hopefully that answered your question.
So if I understand correctly, it's a reimbursement grant. So we expend the money up front. We apply for reimbursement. If the expenditure or our documentation is not deemed appropriate, we don't get the funding.
Correct.
Okay.
And we provided all the, the supporting documentation to St. Louis County, and they approved everything. And that's how we, we don't have to, potentially have to give the money back. So we should be in the clear.
What other questions do we have of Mr. Cole? Mr. Smotherson.
Oh, thank you, Mayor Crowe. Mr. Cole, question I have is on your first page of your presentation. And I specifically wanted to ask about the line that says continuous increase in collection of ambulance service charges up by $329,000. If you could explain what that means, does that mean that we're up? How far below are we? I mean, meaning, does that mean that we're collecting and we're trying to catch up? If you could give me a little deeper understanding of that line.
Sure. So as of March of 2020, we received 334,000 of ambulance service, ambulance fees. As of the year to date, as of March 31st, 2021, we received 663,000. So it's just the difference between what we received in March of 2020 and what we have received from March of 21. So we're up by 329,000.
In reference to fees.
Well, Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, I think that perhaps I could clarify it a little bit. You might recall that you only restored ambulance service in 2020, and it wasn't for the full year. So what has happened is that now you're looking at providing it over a full year period. So the time period that you were not providing it in 2020, you are providing it in 2021. So those fees are being collected during that time period when you did not provide ambulance service as a city during 2020. So that's why there's the significant increase, because you just weren't operating during a period.
Wasn't a full year.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to be clear about that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I believe Mr. Kusick had a question.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I don't know if this is a question for Mr. Cole or for the city manager. The $325,000 that we paid to the Army Corps of Engineers, to complete a general reevaluation report for flood risk reduction. Are we, when that report is completed, are we, correct me if I'm mistaken, but weren't we going to be reimbursed this amount from MSD?
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Cusick, that is correct. Actually, it's on an ongoing basis that we receive our reimbursements. So I believe at the next, your May 10th meeting, there will be an item on the agenda requesting a $325,000 expenditure for the Army Corps of Engineer. But all of those funds that you expend are reimbursed through the Metropolitan Sewer District.
Good, thank you.
Other questions of Mr. Cole? Hearing none, thank you very much. Do we need a vote to be taken on this item?
Honorable Mayor, no. It's just a presentation to you. I hear and receive direction.
All right.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, the next item up under J, the City Manager's Report, is J2, being the facility use agreement for the farmers market. The main issue here is that the farmers market is proposing to expand their services to a Wednesday operation. Included in the materials that you were provided is a staff report that outlines the hours. We have reached out to several of the businesses within the Loop Special Business District to confirm that they have no issues of concern regarding the proposed expansion. So this is recommended for approval. And we have Mr. Cross here, if you have any questions regarding this item.
Can we first have a motion to approve item number J2, Facility Use Agreement, Farmers Market? Is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion or questions? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Item 3.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, item J3 up under the City Manager's Report is that you consider a conditional use permit PC21-05 for a convenience store located on Olive Boulevard. Mr. Cross is here to present this item. Mr. Cross.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mayor and City Council. As Mr. Rose had indicated, and you've seen this type of case before, the zoning ordinance requires the issuance of a conditional use in the underlying general commercial zoning district. I think you saw one in the past over on Vernon. This is a very similar request. So based upon that requirement, section 405.10 of the zoning ordinance, the applicant was required to apply for and appear before the plan commission to hear testimony in reference to this conditional use permit. So they did take the application to the plan commission back on March 24th. They presented their evidence and staff also presented the report to the plan commission. We also conducted the required public hearing at that time where there would be the opportunity for any public comment, which we did not receive any concerns from the public with the request based on the notification in the county and then to all required property owners within 185 feet. And bear in mind, based on prior cases, we have started to actually expand that notification boundary to up to 500 feet. So we did notify all property owners with a courtesy notice within 500 feet of the proposed request. The only potential issue that came up was the evaluation of the parking to ensure that they meet the required parking requirements of the zoning ordinance, and staff did determine that they would meet those requirements. So based upon that recommendation of the plan commission, they recommend approval of the request by a 7-0 vote to forward the recommendation of approval to the City Council tonight. So that's why we're bringing it to you for your action on this item, and staff would be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay, we have before us a conditional use permit first before we move forward. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Smotherson, I think seconded by Mr. Cusick, I believe. Was it your hand up? Okay, thank you. Questions or comments on this matter? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor. I will say that Councilman Smollison and I had an opportunity to speak to the sponsors of this convenience store. And while convenience store fits into our labeling conventions in the city, it's really not a convenience store. It's actually not really even close to that, but I understand that it fits into our labeling conventions. They're actually going to have some unique African items. So really more a cultural type store. So we're excited about that addition to the Olive landscape. I think it's no secret that Councilman Smollison and I can certainly speak for himself would have concerns with a traditional convenience store on Olive is, I think those services are well covered in on Olive. So with that, we'd love to move forward.
Mr. Smollison.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just wanted to just say also, along with Councilmember Clay, that we were very happy in understanding what this store was actually going to be. And I'm looking forward to it. And I think all of us should, because I think they may have some attire that will fit me because I'm a larger size. And so I'm actually looking forward to having this store here. So yes, we definitely happy and hearing what the store is going to become. Thank you.
any other questions or endorsements or hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move forward to unfinished business. We are now at bill number 9430. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
An ordinance calling a bond election in the city of University City, Missouri.
May we have the third reading?
An ordinance calling a bond election in the city of University City, Missouri.
Thank you very much. We've now had the first, second, and the third readings of this item. Is there a motion to approve? Motion by Ms. Klein, seconded by, and I apologize if I missed you, Mr. Cusick. Thank you very much. Is there discussion? Motherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Again, I will just simply say this about the bond issue and this ordinance. I'll say if we're going to do something, I would really like to see us do it right the first time. And I don't think this is right the first time. There are two emphases that I want to say, and that is the reason I think it's not right is because number one, it's including the police building or building the police, putting the police back into the annex. I think that could be done separately. But the other point about this that I'd like to make is that I think this bond issue is incomplete and kind of misleading in that the analysis that was done by Trevor's stated that, or the study summarized that there was $30 million, almost $30 million in improvements that we needed to do to all of the buildings. And, but we're only pushing $20 million on this bond issue. And that's concerning in that I do appreciate that the buildings, the improvements need to be done. But I also think separate than the police station, that if we included in all of the improvements on this bond, that would be more beneficial to our citizens, or I would speak for mine, more so than the way we're proceeding. So again, if we're going to do something, let's do it right the first time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other comments or questions? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. As we move forward, as I've advocated before, and COVID I know complicates things, but I think it's critically important that we engage our citizens in this process. And so I would certainly ask my colleagues who I believe agree with me that we develop some mechanism by which we can really engage our citizens in this process going forward. We know there's some unique challenges again presented to us by COVID, but I think we have the technology. I think we are now schooled in using that technology. Whereas a year ago, I think this was all new to us. I think we understand, our citizens understand the dynamics of how to leverage this technology. So I'd encourage us to make sure that all sectors are included in a robust kind of way going forward.
Are there other comments from my colleagues? Mr. Hales.
Just a couple. I will say I'm a little unclear with what my colleague Mr. Smotherson said about the police department back in the annex, and that could be done separately. I do agree with everything that Mr. Clay just said in terms of public engagement. I think had this been done the right the first time, we wouldn't be here today dealing with the same issue. So I would say, like, I think that this has been very thoughtfully fleshed out. We also are living through a time period where we are dealing with not unprecedented, but certainly in all of our lifetimes, unprecedented circumstances with a pandemic. So I think we have to be, yes, I think the space needs analysis and what is ideal for the entire city, including the community center that folded into the number that was mentioned earlier, the 30 million. And I do want to clarify that this proposal, and the city manager can correct me if I'm wrong, it is up to, it is not a set number for the bonding authority. But I think we have to be very thoughtful of our citizens and our taxpayers during this time period. It would be great if we could put forward a $30, $35 million bond issue. That is not the world we live in. And I think we have to prioritize the needs that we have with what is reasonable for our citizens. So that's really all I wanted to add.
Other questions or comments from my colleagues? I would like to extend my compliments to both the consultants that we have used, and then of course to Mr. Rose and to his staff, because we have not just addressed the police station, but we have addressed this process through a space needs analysis for all of the departments. So I think we've done this in a pretty comprehensive fashion. I understand that there may be some disagreement as to the final product. However, I think the vast majority of council has been on the same page for quite some time as to how this is to proceed. The city at this time has virtually negligible debt at this time, and so that is an opportunity for us. The bonds are not authorized at that limit, but up to that limit. And I do believe that in this particular case, we have done something where, in fact, we are taking care of the space needs of our departments. We are taking care of our police department, and we are preserving a building that to a large portion of our city is extremely important, and it is all being done all at one time. I could not agree more with Councilmember Clay about an outreach program. I think that is critical for us. I think at times, by the way, since I've been on council, I think that has been a struggle. I think it is a struggle, and I think it's a getting folks engaged, similar to the street naming task force. I think we can have many Zoom webinars about street naming, but I think the participation is not going to be that high. And I think, frankly, that may not be that high even for this. And so I think we have to work with being as creative as we possibly can to get that message out. So I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And I think we need to do our best to move that forward. So if there are no other questions or comments, then I will ask the city clerk to call the roll on bill number 9430. Ms. Reese.
Councilmember Klein.
Yay.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Nay.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. The ayes have it, the bill has passed. We'll now move forward with resolution number 2021-6. Is there a motion to approve?
Mayor, Matt, I just ask for a point of clarification, and it may have been what I was hearing through my earpiece, but just Councilmember Klein's vote was in favor or against?
It was yay. I
yes. Okay. Thank you.
I realized that it sounded like it was a yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. We can now move forth. Resolution 2021-6, a resolution approving a First Amendment to the Rights of Way Use Agreement. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, I think seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Now I'll move forward to council reports and business. Is there anyone who would like to begin this process? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'd just like to point out that the Traffic Commission is once again taking up the issue of looking at the circle in the west of the Del Mar Loop by the Lions. We've had several reports of people almost being injured, pedestrians when they're walking through that area, and motorists not stopping and giving pedestrians the right of way. Remind residents when they are driving through there that pedestrians have the right of way, and that I believe there may be more police presence in that area ticketing offenders, but reminding people that are driving through there, if you see someone in the crosswalk, please stop. And that the Traffic Commission will be, is discussing this further. And that's something that's on their immediate agenda. And that's it. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing nothing else for council reports and business, are there council comments to be made by my colleagues this evening? Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I would like to make an announcement that thankfully this year, the U City in Bloom annual plant sale is back, but it certainly isn't going to be the huge party and soiree that we were used to. Sorry about that. The sale will be this Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be held at the U City in Bloom Pavilion just east of the dog park. I recommend people go to the U City in Bloom website, because they are admitting only a certain number of visitors at a time. And if you go to the U City and Bloom website, you can log in to an Eventbrite portal where you can sign up to be able to be admitted at a certain time. The sale will be this Saturday from 9 to 3, and then Sunday again from, I believe, 11 to 2. And then also, I want to let everyone know that the University City Memorial Day run for May 31st is back on, and there will be limited to 360 participants. There will also be a 5K virtual option. So let's really get out and support the U City in Bloom and the U City Memorial Day run, and get out there and support them. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Cusick. Anyone else? Ms. Klein.
I just wanted to say, Councilmember Cusick brought up the U City in Bloom, and I just wanted to express condolences to Judy Prangy, who runs U City in Bloom and is such a wonderful servant to our community. She lost Cuddles this month, and Cuddles has been, you know, her dog that is at every event and a constant companion of her. So I just wanted to express our condolences to her at this time.
Thank you. Thank you. If there's no other comments, mine will be very brief. I had the pleasure of volunteering last week at the vaccination site at the Heman Park Community Center organized by our fire department. And I think there's probably one again tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, and probably on Thursday as well. And I truly have to commend our fire department for the superb work they have done with not only acquiring the vaccine, but how this thing is organized. The number of volunteers that are there, people are in and out within 30, 35 minutes. The level of compassion with the people who are nervous about getting the shot. We should all take great pride in the work that the chief and his, and particularly his deputy chief, have done in putting this together. Ms. Reese was there the other day. I know volunteering as well, probably many of you have as well. I don't believe that they're necessarily even in need of more volunteers, but what I just want to say that effort is not only commendable, we just need to say thank you to those folks for putting that together. It's really been very impressive. So I hope Mr. Rose, you'll pass that on to the chief and to the fire department. With that being said, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, subsection 1, legal actions, causes of action or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between a public governmental body or its representatives or attorneys. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. If we can just take like a 2 or 3 minute, if people need to take a break, we'll join we'll start the executive session in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.